How precisely can DNA be read as text, as words? How does it work?
Sure. Well, and I think by answering that question, it'll answer probably some of the other questions that I certainly would have if I were listening to this broadcast right now.
Okay.
It's interesting. Western science today, when we define life, we do it using elements from a periodic table. We call things like hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon. And we use words to define those, and for each of those elements, we can also describe them with numbers. We've got all kinds of numbers, atomic weight, atomic mass, all kinds of things.
Sure.
That we can use. It appears that ancient traditions did precisely the same thing 5,000 years ago. They described our world through words, and they had very precise numbers linked to the letters of the alphabets and the words. What has happened is over 5,000 years, the words changed, but the numbers never changed.
Right.
So this research project, when I began looking into these ancient texts and into the traditions from many different parts of the world, it was an opportunity for me to follow their beliefs and see how they correlate to Western science, which in fact they do. So all we're doing is we're looking at the way Western science describes life with words and number. Ancient traditions describe life with word and number. The words changed, the numbers didn't. We're looking for numbers of hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon, the stuff that DNA is made out of.
Right.
And we're looking for their equivalents in the alphabets of ancient languages and what are called the core or the root alphabets, such as Biblical Hebrew, ancient Arabic, Sanskrit, alphabets like that.
So help us out here a little bit, you know, those of us who don't quite get all this yet, how do you read a DNA strand as words? It has something to do with numbers. I've got that.
Well, before we even get that far, I'm just going to make a statement. A lot of our live audiences are surprised by this next statement, and I had to research it pretty extensively when I was writing the book. All languages, I have yet to find a single language that does not fall into the category that we're about to describe here. All languages, ancient and modern, have always had mystical numbers linked to every letter of every alphabet. The numbers are precise. They're mysterious. Some of them are 5,000 years old. They never change, and we're not even sure where they came from. What we're beginning to understand, though, is that those numbers do, in fact, have a basis in what today we're calling the science of chemistry.
That's a big, broad statement. How do you prove it?
Well, which statement?
Well, that all languages...
Sure, they're documented. That's how I have yet to see, from cuneiform to Egyptian hieroglyphs to Phoenician to Hebrew and Greek and Latin, even English, I have yet to see, and there are books that document, people have spent entire lifetimes researching and documenting these mystical or hidden number equivalents for the ancient alphabets. There is a book, a couple of books out there. One is entitled The Eastern Mysteries, another one The Western Mysteries, by a gentleman, David Allen Hulse, that has documented a number of these, as well as others. There are other books out there. This tradition was very openly acknowledged and used prior to the advent of Western science about 400 years ago. And in the West, we began to negate those numeric values in the West. People didn't in other cultures and other traditions. They still use them very actively today. And there are rules, very precise rules. In the 2nd century A.D., there was a list of 32 rules that describe precisely how these numbers may be used so that they're not haphazard, so that there is a precision, there is a science to using the numbers in ancient alphabets.
And that comes from what text?
It is called the 32 Rabbinical Rules of the science that we're speaking about is called Gematria, G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A, or Gematria, or Gematria, depending on what part of the world you're studying it from.
Okay.
So, and we documented this in the book. It's on the website as well. So I'm saying this so that we know that the use of numbers and letters interchangeably is nothing new. It's been used by many traditions, much of the world, for much of our history.
Granted, okay.
The last 400 years, we've stopped using them.
Granted. I mean, I agree with you.
Sure.
Certainly, that's true.
So So it is. It's with that in mind when we go back and we're looking at the way ancient traditions, specifically traditions such as the Sefer Yetzirah, which is the mystical aspect of the Hebrew Kabbalah, the way it describes the creation of our world and the universe and life, using these letter number combinations. And then other traditions doing the same thing. It's in looking at the links between those letters and those numbers and being able to link those numbers into the periodic table of elements as we describe them today.